Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. If you've ever thought that, felt that, that's what I want to talk about today. What simple things can we do when we're in that place of, what is wrong with me? I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and the whole purpose of this series is to help you take just a couple minutes out of your day to make sure that you're doing a little bit better than you did yesterday. No matter what happens, no matter what you're up against, you can make a choice to get a win in the win column, even if it's only one. I talk to a lot of people who reach out and say, Elizabeth, I know exactly what to do. I'm just not doing it. And if we're not really intentional, we can stay in that place for a while. Months, years, decades. There's a lot of people who just stay in this place of learning more and learning more and learning more and learning more. And then they feel the pile up of ever increasing expectations they put on themselves and no behavioral matchup to those expectations. So I wanted to share with you today just a couple of simple responses when you notice that place, that pattern of I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. Is there a small piece of it that I'm willing to do? For example, let's say that you know you should be strength training and you're just not doing it. Hey, can you do 5 bodyweight squats before you brush your teeth? Can you do 10 bodyweight squats while the microwave is going as you heat up your lunch? There is always a small piece that you can do. Just yesterday, for example, it was a Sunday. I'm recording this on a Monday. It was a Sunday and I hadn't worked out that weekend. There was a bunch of things going on. My husband had golf and rugby and all sorts of different things. So I was largely solo with the kids. And while I was in my office, I was waiting for a file to download and I grabbed a pair of dumbbells and I just lifted for, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. Is that a full-blown workout? No, it is not. But when we're in this place of like, I'm just not doing it. Do something. Do a small piece. There is no piece too small. One of the stories I tell my clients all the time is about this study with people who were flossing their teeth. And there was 2 groups of people. And to one group, they said, hey, every day, floss all your teeth. And to the other group of people, they said, hey, every day, all I need you to do is floss 1 tooth. Well, the group that was told to just floss 1 tooth was dramatically more successful at not just flossing a tooth, at flossing all of their teeth. Because it was really that initial activation energy, that getting started energy. And when they felt like they had to floss their whole mouth, that felt like more activation energy than they had. But doing something really small, like flossing 1 tooth, got them in action enough that not only did they floss 1 tooth, they flossed all their teeth. So look to lower that activation energy. If you feel like, I know I should be eating better, but every day I'm just not. Hey, is there a small improvement that you can make? I share all the time about how when I was regularly binging and would buy pints of ice cream and eat the whole thing, I would start by just taking a spoonful and putting it down the garbage disposal before I dove in. I hardly even missed it, but it was an incremental improvement that I could then build upon. So what I challenge you to do if you're in this place of, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it, ask yourself, what is the smallest step that I can commit to making? And then the second thing, and this is one of these life hacks, and I tell this to my clients daily, I tell this to my own children daily, successful people ask for help. Putting it out there and extending your hand for somebody to help you, whether it's a coach, it's a mentor, it's a friend, is an incredibly powerful step. Do not underestimate the power of asking for help. Look for the incremental improvement you can make and extend your hand and ask for help.